midday on WNYC. I'm Jonathan Capehart. Well, folks, until 1 o'clock, we thought we'd be speaking right now with Holger Hoog about our very violent War of Independence. But this is New York, and Mr. Hoog was just involved in a traffic accident, and instead of being in front of me now, he's speaking with the police and then getting medical attention. And I hope he is okay. So we need you to be our guests. And since it's finally, perhaps, spring and time to get ready for summer and cleanse ourselves and our homes of all clutter and unnecessary items, what are you getting rid of? How do you decide what to keep and what to throw away? Call us at 212-433-9692. What are the things you absolutely must keep and why? How do you decide what's important? And does that change with time? Marie Kondo says, it's what sparks joy. If you don't think you'll ever read a book again, do you keep it? How do you advise others? What techniques can you share for others who are too attached to items? Actually, that's a question for me. I'll ponder that and maybe I'll respond. What if things are related to dear ones who have died? You're holding on to clothes that you no longer fit into. Yeah, I'm sort of guilty of that. Stuff from kids who have left the house. My own mother basically handed me a box that was my entire childhood reduced to one box. Do you have a storage unit? And if so, how long have you had it? How often do you go to revisit it? I've got one in Virginia. I haven't been back in about a year. Where do you go to donate things? I mean, libraries don't accept books much anymore, which is kind of sad. So where do you go to donate things? There are a lot of questions, and I want to hear from you because you have to be my guest. You have to call us at 212-433-9692. And actually, this hits at the right time because I have been thinking for the last few weeks that I need to. Okay, I have a confession to make. I have a shoe problem. I have lots of shoes. I have shoes that I have had going back to the mid-2000s, like 2005, 2006. I love them, but I just keep adding to them. And I keep thinking maybe this is the year that I will part company with them, but it's really hard. So I want to hear if anybody else has a a problem like that, not necessarily with shoes, but with anything else. Marie, we've got Brian from Yonkers, and I think he was sort of moved by what I had to say about Marie Kondo. Brian.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I said that Marie Kondo says it's what sparks joy. And what was it about Marie Kondo that was so important to you?
It was the aspect of holding each thing individually and determining its value and worth to you in your life and really deciding whether it was something that you wanted to maintain in your life and whether you had a space for it. And I think really being critical about the various objects and things that come into our life constantly, like as an example, gifts were a really big block for me because I felt really bad getting rid of something that someone put time and energy into picking out for me.
Yeah, and thought.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that Marie Kondo's book taught me was to, you know, honor it, give it kind of speak into the universe that it's like, you know, the thought that counts and that you really care about the person that gave it to you. And that's the important aspect of the gift. And then you can let it go. And it served its purpose. And like reframing everything to, kind of center around those kinds of, thought patterns really mm-hmm. helped me to maintain that for, you know, after. It's been like 2 years since my big, like, you know, purge. So
wow. Well, Brian, yeah. you're thank you for calling in and sort of talking about sort of reframing how you think of things, especially gifts, and allowing yourself to part with them. That's actually very very helpful for me. Let's go all the way across the country to Santa Fe and Rhonda. Rhonda, thank you for calling in. How are you going about your spring cleaning?
Well, I moved from New York. I am a New Yorker, and I moved from New York to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
How long ago?
A year and just a few months, a year and 3 months. So I'm a sentimental person. I still stream WNYC every day,
Thank you.
Can't let go of you. And let me just say, Jonathan, if you want to be the host of Midday, boy, am I voting for you. I love you.
Thank you.
You're terrific.
Thank you very much.
You're terrific. You give wonderful interviews, and you're not afraid to show surprise at something, and you don't come off as the total expert. You're a mensch. You're wonderful.
Well,
I love you.
Rhonda, anyway. Thank you very much. But this is about not about me. This is about you. So you purged yourself after leaving New York a year and a half ago for Santa Fe.
Yes, and being sentimental, you know, you remember the gifts, as the other gentleman had just said. You remember things, and then you go, no, I don't need it anymore. I haven't looked at it in 6 months or used it in 6 months or less. That's it. So I gave away a lot of clothing. I gave away a lot of kitchen items and some furniture and exercise equipment, and I just donated. And even now in my new home, I'm still in boxes. But I have also donated quite a few things. I thought, why did I bring this with me? Or, oh, God, the movers packed that. I didn't want them to. I can now look at it with a much better filter and say, no, I just don't need it. And, yes, this was something that, you know, I brought into the marriage or my husband brought into the marriage. But, well, we don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. It'll make somebody else happy.
Okay. Well, then let me ask you the flip side. So you've purged all these things before you went to Santa Fe. Now you're in Santa Fe, and while you were unpacking the boxes, did you have a moment where you thought, oh, man, I gave that away. This would have really been helpful now. Did you have regrets?
No.
None?
No. And, in fact, I realize now when you move into a house that does not have a basement or an attic, boy, do you have to purge.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
I'm really looking at things very critically. And say, all right, am I ever going to use this again? No. Bye. That's it. So it is freeing. It makes you feel good. And you realize you have no room to store it.
Right.
So then you donate it, and I always think, and you know, the things are in good condition. I always think, well, somebody else could use this.
Right. Well, Rhonda, I really appreciate your calling. Thank you for all the way from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Thank you very much for still streaming us every day.
Absolutely.
And thank you very much for your kind words. Let's go to Dan in Staten Island. Because Rhonda just talked about donating some of her things or a lot of her things in the move to Santa Fe. Dan, what are some of the great places to donate?
Well, it's actually not strictly donation that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever I moved, I've moved a couple of times over the past few years, all here in New York City. And I always find that I have a lot of clothes that I just don't need to move. I don't feel like packing them up. It's like a referendum on my fashion every couple of months or so. Anyway, the place that I like to bring my clothes to is this place, Buffalo Exchange, and they have a few locations throughout the city. Not only can you donate your clothes there, but they'll actually buy clothes for cash if it's an item that they think would sell in their store. So if they don't want to buy it, you could just donate it right there. But I find that it's nice to either get a couple of extra bucks in my pocket or, I don't know, a new pair of jeans for something that I'm no longer going to be using.
Wait, and say the name of it again, Buffalo?
Buffalo Exchange.
Buffalo Exchange. Great. Dan, thank you very much for that tip.
No problem.
Let's go to Paula in Chelsea, speaking of clothes.
Yes?
Paula.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
You're on Midday.
How are you?
I'm great.
So I have two strategies, one for clothing, and if I haven't used it for 2 years or my husband hasn't used it for 2 years, I give it to Housing Works.
Oh, yes.
On 17th Street.
Right, between just off 7th Avenue.
Yes, and I also have shipped clothing to parts of the world that are very poor, I would say,
mm-hmm.
Some countries in Africa and also in South America. But also recently, I stopped buying books, and I joined two public libraries, the New York Public Library and the Brooklyn. public library. Mm-hmm. And then with that, I just borrow books. I don't buy them anymore.
Oh. Well, that's that's interesting.
Yes.
When I lived in the city, I also would lug my heavy bags of clothes and shoes and everything down to
yes.
Housing Works on 17th Street.
Yes.
You know what, Paula? Do they still do the auction of their super high-end things,
yes.
the stuff that's in the window?
They just did it, actually.
Oh, have you gone to one of I've never... Have you gone to
yes.
one of those?
I just went.
And so...
It's a great event, and it's fun, and you just buy a very inexpensive ticket. I believe it's $40. Don't quote me on it. it's a great event, and actually, you can do good just by buying the ticket. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, you don't have to buy it. But the quality of the things they sell is good. You know, I can attest because
right.
I donate there.
I can attest because I used to donate there.
Yeah. And the other thing that I just wanted to say something about
yeah.
the public library. It has a great app called Canopy with a K.
Mm-hmm.
And you can rent movies, up to 10 movies for free every month. So not only you get books, but you get movies and great movies also.
Well, that's Paula, thank you very much for that tip about Canopy from the library. And I've lost all track of time. We've got to take a quick break. We're taking calls from our listeners about spring cleaning. How do you decide what's too old to hold on to and what to throw away? This is Midday on WNYC. We'll be right back after a break. We are back on Midday on WNYC. I'm Jonathan Capehart, and we are taking your calls and talking about spring cleaning. What are you getting rid of? What are your strategies? Who do you give to? What advice do you have for all of us who are thinking about cleaning stuff out and starting new? Call us at 212-433-9692. I just want to point out, we got a call, to point out that libraries in New York City do accept books for rummage sales. You just need to contact the library to find out when it's okay to bring them in. So just want to point that out. Let's go to Jan on the Upper West Side. Jan, thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, Jonathan. I love this topic. I live in a great neighborhood, but the cost of living in the neighborhood is that I have very small space, and I've lived here a long time. And so I basically have two rooms, a living room and a bedroom, teeny bathroom, you know, and
yep.
almost a non-existent kitchen when you come in. So I've had to be very creative, and I also work from home, so I have all of my, you know, my books and my papers and my computer, and I paint and sketch, and I also am a crazy knitter. So I have a lot of
You've got a lot of stuff going on there, Jan.
I do, and a lot of supplies, and I've read Marie Kondo,
mm-hmm.
and I have to say that of the things in my house that give me joy, most of my clothes don't actually spark joy. I mean, my wine collection definitely sparks joy.
Wait, Jan, wine collection? Where are you keeping this wine? Given everything you just said.
Well, you're welcome to come by sometime and check out how I organize things. But really, if I were to go by what sparks joy in my clothing collection, I'd probably be in my jammies all day long. But in any case, we have to be practical. So basically, recently, actually in March, April, I did a huge clutter busting, shall we say, and I decided to be brutal. And for one thing, I just broke it down with paper and pencil, or pen actually, into sections of my house, including dining table, the shelves
mm-hmm.
in the living room,
mm-hmm.
This sort of thing. And I attacked each, rather than just go, people say start in a corner, that didn't work for me. So I had to break it down into areas. And then basically, anything that I wasn't using and hadn't used or didn't like, I dumped. I and with books, because I love books, but what I do with books is when I read something I really enjoy, then I make sure to quickly gift it to a friend who might enjoy it, and I do that with a bunch of them. When I donate, I bring to Housing Works. Mm-hmm. I love Housing Works. I know it was just mentioned. There's one in my neighborhood on Columbus and about 75th, I think. And they do great work. And they take books. They take clothing. They take household
items. They take everything, yeah.
They do. And I've also shopped there. And it's just a wonderful place. So I find that really great. And I just, lately what I've been doing is I've set a goal to try to go there. And I've not every week, but my goal is to bring something or a bag of stuff there every week.
Jan, let me ask you something, though, because I know in talking to my producer, I have a note here that says your strategy for figuring out what to get rid of was to determine how fear was making you hold on to things.
Yes.
Talk about, I need to know this.
Okay, yes, because I've personally lost a few very important people in my life in the last few years. And yes, you have that. When I was doing this purge, I had a few things from someone I lost recently. And I realized that holding on to these things that I don't use and that are kind of hidden away, it's not really honoring the person. You can take photos if you want, but if you can pass it on to someone else who will use it, it actually is respecting that person that you lost a lot more than having it in the bottom of a drawer where you've almost forgotten about it.
Right.
But also, so that's the fear of either breaking a promise to someone.
Or a connection to someone.
Right, but it's also fear of loss. And it's fear of abundance in the universe. It's fear of never having that another great connection again. So it's but also getting rid of clothes and getting rid of things we don't use. We have that fear. Gosh, am I going to be able to afford to replace these things?
Huh. Well, Jan, I'm gonna have to leave it there. But your strategy of determining the fear is something I'm going to take with me as I try to figure out what to do with my clutter. Jan, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. My pleasure. And good luck to you, Jonathan,
thank
with
you.
Your purging.
Thank you. I want to go to Dale in Chelsea. There's this thing I've never heard of called freecycle.org. Dale.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. it's a really simple website. You can either offer something or say that there's something you want, and then there's a taken. Like once you pick it up or somebody picks it up, you say this item has been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that simple. Now, the thing is, some people will flake out on you, so I have a tendency to say, oh, you're the first person, I'm going to hold it for you, and that might not be the best strategy.
Uh-huh. But I'm
signed up to both New York City and Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
And they send me an email every day. So a couple of days ago, they said, you know, I want, like, women's clothes, and I want moving boxes. And I wrote to both of those people, and I never heard back.
Huh.
So I'm taking my clothes to Housing Works today.
It sounds like Housing Works is clearly the place to go. So, so freecycle.org, you said you get an email, and these are emails directly from people who are looking for things that you are offering to give up.
Well, you get both the offers and the wants. And, you know, people will say, I want an iPhone 10. Yeah, good luck with that.
And just to be clear, Dale, this is you when you put things on FreeCycle, are you selling them or you're just like, hey, come take
no,
this off my hands?
It's all free.
All free.
In fact, they wrote me back.
It's FreeCycle.
Yeah. So they wrote me back and they said, you know, you can't mention anything, or if I put too many things on one, you have to break them down.
Hmm.
But the other thing I've been doing is I am a letter holder onto, and some of my friends, you know, 50 years of letters, so I'll write to them on Facebook and say, do you want your old letters? Send me your address and I'll send them back to you.
Oh, wow. What do they say?
Oh, well, one friend of mine who's an author, she said, yes, because she has written sort of a memoir, and she wrote back and she said, oh, my God, this is amazing. this just really clarifies a lot of stuff that I had forgotten.
Wow.
So, but the other thing I want to ask of you is, the next time you're on TV, I want to see your shoes.
Well, if I can, Dale, if I can figure out how to show my shoes, I will give it a shot.
Okay. Tell MSNBC to put that in your contract.
You're cracking me up. Dale, thank you very much. I think we have time for one more call, and I want to go to Mindy in New Jersey. Mindy, thank you very much for calling. Your mother retired.
Yes, and, you know, we're a family that puts, you know, very sentimental and value things that we have and thought put into gifts and stuff. And right now I'm moving, and so it's, you know, now this is the time to decide, what are we doing with this stuff? So I'm holding bins, and this is really relevant right now because literally I'm doing it while we're talking. I'm holding bins that my mom has given me. So what happened was, and what's really helping me, because I hold on to things and keep them for a long time, move after move. But when my mother retired and people would ask her what she was going to do, of course, she said the first was hang out with family more. And then the second thing she said she was going to do was deal with her attic. And deal with all of the things she's held on for the last, you know, 60-some years.
Wow.
And so as I'm going through, and she, you know, a lot of that was giving us the bins of, here's your stuff, here's your Smurfs, you know, here's your plaque of Billy Idol. And so I'm holding all of these items and thinking to myself, so do I just stick them somewhere for some time when I should be free to deal with it then? You know, like, you eventually have to deal with these things.
Right, right.
So as I'm moving,
quickly,
I'm thinking,
yeah?
I'm not going to move and keep a project for myself. I'm going to honor these, remember the good times, maybe photograph them.
Mm-hmm.
And deal with it now. I feel like now is my time.
Now is the time. Mindy, thank you very much for calling. Now is the time for me to wrap up this conversation. I want to thank everybody who called in and those who didn't get on. Thank you very much. But we don't have to end the conversation. Let's keep it going on Twitter at WNYC Midday. Thank you all very, very much.